Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Are You Fit? You've got Michaela on, and I'll be bringing on a guest in just a moment. I hope you like the song that we had on. That was called Flip the Switch, and it was written by a group called Lucid Gray, and the lines and the lyrics are actually written by our guest tonight, and that would be Frank Karaglanis. Welcome, Frank. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me? Welcome. I can hear you.
I said welcome.
Right on. Well, this show tonight, everyone, is all about rocking the positive, and Frank's going to tell us how and a little bit more of something that he created. It's called No Neg 101, and it's the Nyx concept or character. So, Frank, can you start off with just telling everybody a little bit more about yourself? Frank, you there?
Michaela, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. What were you saying?
I was asking you to let everybody know a little bit more about who you are and then how you got into this.
Okay. I'm originally from California. I had a football injury when I was 14 years old, which severed three of my nerves. And I was supposed to be paralyzed in my left arm for the rest of my life, and I chose not to believe that I would be paralyzed, and I used positive affirmations and visualizations, and my nerves healed. And I always lived my life according to the positive side of life, and things seemed to work magically for me. And I came up with No Nays Nicks as a symbol to be positive, to try to help other people learn how to be positive in their life, like a universal symbol. To live life with the positive instead of the negative, because this world is like full of negatives. And really, I found the secret early on in life was just having the right mindset, and it could do magic for you. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you know, you say that and it sounds so simple coming out of your mouth, but I guess, do people just not apply it? Like, they might say they do, but don't follow through. Like, what makes you think that yours worked for you, these positive affirmations?
Well, you're exactly right. It could work for anybody, and it is real simple, but you got to believe it. That's the key. Most people don't really believe it and have the faith to make it work. They just kind of say, yeah, it sounds cool. But when you have the, you can know that you're going to jump and leap and there's going to be a net catching and then it works for you. You can't have any worry or any doubt inside your mind when you want to do something. It's got to be absolute. It's got to be certain for it to work. And most people have a lot of doubt and a lot of worry, a lot of fears that are set up by society and by the homes that were brought up, and they were put in little boxes to believe certain things. It's all about belief. And I believe that, you know, I'm certain it works for me, so it works for me. When you start to believe it's going to work for you, it will work for you. But that's the magic of it, is belief.
It sounds like a placebo pill. So is it like the placebo?
I was in the pharmaceutical industry, so I know exactly what you're talking about. If your brain believes it's so, then it is so. So if you believe that it's working for you, it will. Now, what you're talking about, placebo, if you have any doubt, it's still not going to work. I mean, you got to apply all the energy, like all your energy and the laser-like focus for it to happen. You've got to be absolutely certain you're going to show up, you're going to win, you're going to do what you're going to say you're going to do, and your intentions have to be strong with it. Like a placebo pill is, you know, that's a physical thing. Mental is different than physical. Mental is absolute. It's the energy that you retain that makes it so. Like when you get your imagination, you come up with an idea, and you believe in it, it starts to give life to it and fruitcake.
That's exactly kind of what I was going to say. Right. Well, I was going to say everything starts with a thought, every single thing. So, you know, if people can remember that it starts from there and then you build upon it.
That's where creation, and that's where birth comes. And then when you speak it into existence and you write it down, it becomes an idea, then it gets on paper and then it becomes actualized and visualized and everybody becomes, and then becomes a physical object. So you're right. That's what happens. And basically, No Nays Nicks is basically a positively inspired company, which our whole mission was as a company, to inspire and dedicate positive energy flow to the world. That's our mission, to let other people see that things are actually happening and know that there's other ways around. They can do things by the powers of their mind. The positive thought has a lot of power to it. It's the affirmation and the belief of it can create miracles in your life and change your conditions, circumstances, and situations dramatically. When you think of a thought, and if it's a bad thought, you keep thinking about it, more bad things are coming to you. I mean, that's the problem with the world, because we always see negative stuff on the news. We think about it, and we're actually bringing more negativity to ourselves. So my whole philosophy is to deflect negativity in our homes, our jobs, churches, schools, workplaces, and focus our minds on the things that really matter, the real positive things. That's what Nick is
about. What really matters?
Nick is just a character. What really matters? Love is really what matters.
Yes.
People is what really matters, and the positive, good things, instead of seeing the negative side of things. Nick's only sees Nick's is our character that we use. He's the universal symbol of positive, okay? Nick's has one eye. It's the eye of the center eye, the magical one eye of truth. He only sees nothing but positive. It's kind of like King Arthur. He uses a shield that shields off negativity, and he sees nothing but positive. He can't see negative. He only reflects positive energy. So he refuses to see any negativity. He flips the positive switch on what's ever negative. Like if it's hate out there, he turns to love. He just doesn't see the negative thing. And Nyx is a universal symbol that we use in a cartoon character to reflect this to the world. And we use images and we put Nyx on with sayings to reach the public and to get the people to understand what's going on. Nyx is basically a traveler of positive.
That is so freaking cool. You know, I like that. I love that character because, you know, it, to me, the way it reminded me was like little daily doses of inspiration with this little character that's coming on. And it really, the things that you say, that it just reaches the heart. Like, how do you come up with your stuff?
Well, I meditate a lot, and I just think of a thought or think of a situation, and I try to put it into words to make people understand it, and that I keep it. I don't try. I keep it positive. I work around the negative, but I damper in everything because Nyx is part of the world. He's going to be in every situation with every type of person. There's no race, religion, color, shape, or size with Nyx. He's universal. He's global. He's love and light is what he is. He just sees the good and he brings the good to people. And he gets in situations
that. That is so me sometimes. Yeah.
Well, that's everybody. I mean, no one's perfect, and everybody needs a little Nyx in their life. I mean, Nyx deflects negativity, and negativity is all around you. 80% of the world is negative. Every time you turn on something, when people are talking about somebody, it's negative. When the news goes on, it's negative. When you go into an environment that feels unright, it's negative. And that's 80-something% of the world, like I said, is negative. And so when you think about Nyx or see a little post from Nyx, and I wear wristbands that says Nyx on it, and we were selling them too, and when you put them on your wrist, you, no matter what's going on during the day, you can turn around and look at your wrist and say, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be positive. Flip the switch. Don't let this negative stuff get me down because it will bring you down and keep you there for a long time. When you start thinking of something that makes you happy, as a universal thought of love or a smile, and then all of a sudden things change. Your attitude, your body's made of 87% water, and your body reacts off the energy that's put out. When positive energy is put out, you feel good. You smile, you're happy, and you're excited. When you feel bad, you're depressed, you're sad, and you mope. And so Nyx is the way to change the way you feel. He takes negative situations, fear, anger, worry, and doubt, and he changes them to happiness, smiles, and fun, and activities. Things like life is supposed to be met fun. It's not supposed to be working hard and doing all this stuff. You're supposed to smile and be happy in life because before you know it, it's over with, and you better make sure you had a good time. You don't want regrets.
That's so true.
And Nyx is basically no matter what your circumstance is in this world, no matter what your condition is or a situation you're at, it's not hopeless. I mean, you can turn your life around in an instant. One thought, one this, you start building on those thoughts, you build up, and something magical is going to happen. It's the way it is. When you start thinking of positive things, the magnetic forces that come from your body and your thoughts and your water in your body will attract more things to you that magnetize that are going to be glorious and great and make you happy. Make you feel good. So
you're saying we're basically antennas or magnets to whatever energy we're thinking about.
Absolutely. When you dwell on anything, it's, you know, we're going to go back to the garden here, okay? When you plant a seed and that's a thought, a seed to thought, and you keep thinking about it, which is watering it and putting sunshine on it, and the more you dwell on that thought, the more you dwell on it, the more you dwell on it, the more life it's getting, and then it surfaces up and it fruitates and it becomes actualized in the world. When you dwell on something and you keep thinking about it, it's going to happen. So, like, quit worrying and having fear because they're going to show up at your door. Whatever you're worried about is going to happen, and whatever you're fearful of is there, and don't go there. Don't even let them in. Don't give them the energy and the power to grow. Don't water them. That's what Nyx does. He deflects them. He's aware of their energy.
But what if you were like, okay, that sounds all fine and dandy.
See, what
and
if
I feel like
negative?
Most people, right there. What if?
What if is negative? That's looking for an excuse for negativity.
Okay, but people would not, some of these people would not say that. So, for instance, I'm going to give you a couple examples. I've got people calling from other parts of the world that are saying, you know, they want to come to America because they're having their jobs, their living standards is not great. I'm telling them, yes, we have it pretty decent here, but it's still not perfect here either. But you got people that you can't, you know, that they want to change their circumstances and they feel stuck. Like, what would you advise to them? Or what about somebody contemplating suicide and they are, swear to goodness, they're down in the dumps that there's nothing to be changed? What would you say to those people, you know?
Well, I've
actually
had experiences with a lot of the stuff that you're talking about. I do talk to homeless people, and I do go talk to people in shelters, and I talk to people who are actually on the line in Florida, you're ready to kill themselves. And what you do is you start at the bottom, and you become like them, okay? Put yourself in their situation and say, I understand. I understand. And hope becomes a big word, even though I don't believe in hope. It becomes a big word for somebody who's in that bad of a situation. And you say something like, you had water today, you know. You have, looks like you get two eyes. Your mom's alive. You slept on a bed. You start bringing positives and start stacking the positive, building like a building block, right? One after the other after the other. And then pretty soon when you get to 51% positive with their thoughts, all of a sudden that suicidal thought and all of a sudden that hopeless thought and those other thoughts become a more of a hopeful, there's can-do thought. It, all of a sudden they start to see things, and if they smile, it's a big thing because smile produces some more positive energy. And they say, well, you don't know me. And I said, exactly right, I don't know you. And this is what I would tell them, and this is absolute truth. Visualize something that's really happy and you want to do and where you want to be, and believe it so and lie to yourself until you believe it again. And once you lie to yourself and believe that lie, it will eventually become true. So if you're that far down, make up something that you're not there yet, but believe it so, and keep talking about it and believe in it, and talk as it is already happened, not if in the future, because the brain doesn't really believe in the future tense. It believes in now. So when you trigger the brain to believe it's now happened, it sees it, it feels it, and I always believe in seeing it and feeling it and in your mind making it real. If you've got a good imagination, you can feel things. You can feel the sweat running down your face. If it's hot, you can see the car driving by. You can feel the air. You can do everything in your mind. When you do that, your brain becomes making it true. It starts to take the energy.
You can't really recognize the difference, right?
No, it won't. It's like a computer. Once you log it in the computer believes whatever it's programmed. And your subconscious mind, once you start saying, that's why positive affirmations like Nick's is so important. Because it's a reinforcement of nothing but positive. It doesn't take you down the direction of darkness. It moves you in the direction of the light. It keeps you moving forward. When you stop growing, you die. And when you keep expanding, you live. And so the thing is to keep your mind expanding with positive thoughts. Even if they're repetitive, keep them over and over and over and over and over. And then it becomes a habit. If you're going to have a habit, have a positive habit. Think positive.
I
thoughts,
know.
Believe it.
I
mean, that's, I
agree.
The best habit
I'm like
to have.
Thinking that. Well, I know. Well, you think about it. People are like, that's too hard to do, but that's bullshit because you know why? They're constantly doing the other one, so why just not, like you said, flip the switch, make it positive? I agree. I completely agree with that.
It's all about, you know, you can be a rebel all you want, and it won't work for you. That's the thing. People say, well, you live in fantasy land, whatever. Well, my reality is fantasy land for you because you don't believe. It would be reality for you if you would get into fantasy land and believe like me. It's all about belief. Whatever you believe, it's going to happen. And you can't force somebody to believe something. It has to be a process. And generally, I would tell them to get 3 tablets, write down 10 things that you intend to do today, and make it a thought becomes more reality when you write it down. You do 10 things and make it achievable, and you knock them off and say, wow, this stuff is starting to work. Then you start writing your life the way you want it to be, but don't speak in future tense. Speak as now, like you've already done it. It's already happened. And then you work your way back. You know, I start at the end in my life, and I've already seen where I'm at, and I work myself back to now.
That's another good technique, I think. Right. Resetting how you do things.
Yeah, well,
so far you did mention,
and work back.
Right. I wanted to say, you said so far you have been helping others. Like you mentioned a couple people, like groups that you speak with. How long has Nick's been around?
This has been around for like 5 years, going on 6.
Nice.
It was a concept, an idea. Yeah, it was just Nyx is a character who carries a shield, and the shield deflects negativity. He's nothing but positive, and he has a hawk named Skip that flies around with him. He's like Odin's raven. He sees the situations that are going on, and Nyx goes to him, and Nyx helps the public and helps the people in the situation how to deal with the negative situation, which Mr. Negative is all around the world. And Mr.
Yes.
Negative is his, you know, keeps Nyx in business, basically. You know, all the emotions.
His nemesis?
Yeah, all of his nemesis are there, and they're never going to run out of nemesis because the world's loaded with them. It's been here since day one. And Nyx is just a guy that's nothing but positive love and light and energy, and he's here to only help and be part of the positive flow to the universe. He smiles, he shows love, and he shows ways how to deal with solutions. Basically, he's a solution provider for the negative situations and conditions that are happening in the world. And it's universal. He doesn't have a language. He doesn't have a race. He doesn't have a color. He is just pure love. And love is unconditional and it's pure. It doesn't have any. And this is from demographics or from birth to death. I mean, everybody needs Nyx. Nyx is basically a shield that deflects negativity in the world. That's all it is. It's a shield. It's a system how to live with positive affirmations, positive thoughts and expressions and beliefs in a system. Nyx is a system in my mind.
I love it.
It's a philosophy how to empower the world to overcome all the challenges that they receive every day.
You know what I'm still, going off of? I'm still, amazed that, you know, you said your company's mission was all about spreading positivity and love. You don't hear that. You don't hear that in company, missions. You don't hear that, especially as their number one thing, you know?
Yeah, well Nyx was a thought that I had just to help the world. It's going to be my gift, my pyramid. It's going to last past me. Nyx will be here forever, and it's when I get through with what I'm intended on doing with it, people will know he's kind of like Mickey Mouse, but in a positive way. He's going to be around forever, and I'm not. But this is my gift to the world. It's not about making money, but you know, I'm sure we're going to make money from it. But the main focus was to reach out and help others help others. It's kind of like a domino effect. Like you get it, you help somebody else. They get it, they help somebody else, and they bring them to the Nyx system of thinking.
Right.
And it takes people that are in poverty situation, homeless conditions, and all these bad situations, and they get them to they can become a CEO of a company, they can own an island, they can do whatever they want, they can live in, there's nothing that can stop them as long as they believe that they can do it and have the mindset to take the first step and to keep doing it and don't be trapped by the negative people and that's one important thing. If people are holding you down and they're negative all around you, you're dream killers, you can't hang out with that negative energy. You've got to move in another direction because you become like the people you hang with. And
that's what I call energy vampires.
Exactly. And that could be your spouse. It could be like your ex-fiance, or somebody I was with, or somebody who doesn't believe in your dream, and they keep holding you back and telling you you're not doing the right thing, that you're wasting your time, this and this. Well, you're watering your field, you're planting your seed, and you're reworking your crop. Just because they don't see instant results doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Right.
The only time it doesn't work is you quit, and you quit, it goes back down, and you have to start all over again. But as long as you stay focused and keep watering and keep planting and doing the things you do and fertilizing it, it's universal law. It's going to happen. There's no if, and,
or. I love it. Thank you for saying that. That is just, yes. You know, everybody, I don't know if everybody, I think everybody has a dream, but it's who decides to follow it, and I'm in a complete agreement with that. You give up. That's the problem, is people are not patient. I know I'm not patient, and so that's very tough, you know, to follow through, but that's how anything starts.
Yeah, exactly. And the only way you lose at this is if you quit on yourself. That's the only way you lose. And, I'm not influenced by you or anybody else. I just, you know, I have a lot of strong faith in what I'm doing. I know it's going to happen. When it's time for it to happen, it will happen. Like, I'm intending right now to make a movie and make a cartoon with Nyx. We had some backing just a while ago, and the guy didn't really like the post because I was making posts about love and conditions in the real world. But I'm not going to stop writing what Nyx is about, to put a little smiley face and write, be positive. It's all about
right.
saying things that matter and affect people's life. He was saying I was doing it all wrong. We just need to do this little thing called be positive, smile, have a happy day. No, Nick is about more than that. He's about showing you how. He's about life situations. He's about expressing things that matter to everybody. They might be deep. They might be dark, but it's real.
Right.
And
that's what we
need.
And I'm, you know, you obviously
decided
you made a good decision. Right. You're not. And that somebody was somebody that was obviously not in sync with the mission.
No, it was all about the money, actually. It was all about money and marketing, which money's going to come. I mean, when we make moving stuff, that's fine. But this project is not about the money. Okay, number one, this is about reaching people, souls, reaching people's hearts, reaching people's lives, and making a difference in their life. Okay, not marketing it to, well, they will buy this toy if it looks like this, and he says, smiley, be positive.
Yeah. Right.
That's what they're into. They were telling me LinkedIn was stupid. I was putting stupid stuff out. People didn't like it. The posts are too long. We got to make them like 2 or 3 words, simple. I said no. Nick is a game changer. Nick changes
right.
life situations for the negative person, and everybody's negative, including me. I mean, when I got in this, I've had bad times. Nick gets me through stuff. I mean, it's the mindset. To me, Nick is magic. And magic is manipulating your mind to believe something and making it happen.
Well, I wouldn't want you to give up on that. I wouldn't want you to stop doing what you're doing. So I'm grateful that we connected and that we're here sharing this with everybody else, and hopefully they'll pass it along. Frank, we've got about 3 minutes left. Is there anything that you else that you'd want to leave off with everybody?
I will invite you to come to the LinkedIn and read some of the posts that we're doing, and go to our No Neg website, No Neg 101. And I believe we're starting a GoFundMe actually now for the cartoon trailer that we're going to do in 3D to reach out to show kids and people throughout the planet and turn it into a motion picture with Nick's. That would be something pretty awesome if you guys could get behind and support that. Make this dream happen, and we'll actually make other people's lives change for the better. And start rocking the positive and get out of the negative dumps. Bring people
awesome.
Out of the darkness, Michaela, okay? And put them into light. That's
well, you did tonight.
About.
Thank you so much, Frank. You really did. I definitely felt like this was a show about love and light. And being that the show is called Are You Fit, it's all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. And part of that is not just the body or the mind. It is the spirit and soul. And I hope that you guys got that tonight from Frank and him sharing the Nick character. And I hope you guys use it. So that's what I wanted to add. And Frank, again, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Michaela, thank you so much. I thank you for supporting the campaign and about being positive, and we appreciate your help.
Very welcome. All right, I'll catch you again. Take care. Everyone have big,
you got it, girl.
Good night and big, big hugs. Bye-bye.